Hello everyone, my name is Fiona
and I am Victoria.
We are from Act 3 International. This podcast is brought to you by the Asian Civilizations Museum and is part of Saturdays at ACN.
We will be sharing with you a story of Xue Rengui, one of the most famous generals who lived during the Tang Dynasty.
It was inspired by a 1 meter tall blue and white porcelain covered jar from the Qing Dynasty.
On this jar are beautiful paintings of General Xue on his journeys and adventures.
When you do visit the museum, check out the blue and white porcelain pieces and see if you can spot this famous general.
In the meantime, do enjoy listening to our story, Deceiving the Heavens to Cross the Sea.
Our story begins in the Grand Palace of Emperor Taizong. It is the 7th century China during the Tang Dynasty.
General! General!
My Emperor!
General. In these past few years, I have defeated many of my most dangerous opponents all over the lands, strengthening my dynasty's rule over the country.
Yes, my emperor. That is why you are a great emperor, as was your father.
Yes, yes, he certainly was. But General, I know that I still have many opponents hiding and waiting to take over. General, I want to know how we can strengthen our rule of China and defeat all our enemies.
My Emperor, we must show our opponents that we are mighty and strong. I have heard that one of them lives on the other side of the sea. If we take our soldiers and ships, we can conquer them.
On the other side of the sea. Well done, General. Get ready my ships and 300,000 of my strongest men. Today, I, Emperor Taizong, will crush my opponent on the other side of the sea.
And so, on Emperor Taizong's command, General Xue gathered an army of soldiers and a fleet of ships.
The men trained very hard.
Soldiers at home, it's time to begin our training. Stand up and march!
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
Attention! Soldiers, give me 10 jumping jacks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Get ready your sword, soldiers. Prepare to thrust. Well done, soldiers. Now, prepare the ships. Scrub the decks. Load up the supplies. Be careful, soldiers. Hoist the sail. Well done, soldiers.
Finally, it was the day. Emperor Taizong arrived at the shore.
General, this is magnificent.
Look at my fleet of ships and my army.
Yes, my emperor. 300,000 of them.
Good, good.
Why is the sea so rough today?
My emperor, a storm is heading this way. We will wait for it to subside and then we will begin our journey.
No. I have changed my mind. We must abandon this conquest.
But my emperor!
Black skies, strong winds, and stormy seas do not look promising. In fact, they look very dangerous, but I must not let the general know.
My emperor?
Do you not hear me, general? We will abandon this conquest.
Yes, my emperor, as you wish. Why did the emperor change his mind? Does he not want to defeat his opponents? I cannot let this conquest go to waste. I must think of a plan. Soldier!
Yes, General?
Tell all the men that we will be working through the night. Find as much cloth as we can. We will have to make curtains.
General? Did you say curtains?
Yes! Now go!
Yes, General!
Guards, prepare my ride. I will head back to the palace. General, I have already made my decision. We are abandoning this conquest.
Yes, my emperor, but I am not here for that.
What is it then?
My emperor, there is a rich man who lives near the coast. When he realized that my emperor had arrived, he decided to host a ceremony as a sign of gratitude and thanks. You have been invited.
Oh? And when is this ceremony?
It is tomorrow, my emperor.
Oh, tomorrow. But I would have left by then.
Yes, my emperor. The man is working very hard preparing large quantities of food and drink for everyone. Perhaps we should stay here for the night and attend the ceremony tomorrow. When we are finished, we shall return to the palace.
That is a very good idea, General. As always.
Thank you, my Emperor.
Well then, tell the man that I am very pleased to be invited and will visit his home tomorrow. Guards, prepare my sleeping chambers.
Thank you, my emperor.
That night, General Xue and all the other officials and soldiers worked very hard as Emperor Taichung slept. The next day.
Guard, where is the general? Bring him to me.
My emperor, General Xue has been assisting the rich man in the preparations for the ceremony to begin.
As we are speaking, he is at the coastline. My emperor may present himself there.
Ah, yes. Lead the way. Oh, how wonderful! Thousands of homes decorated with bright and colorful curtains. What a preparation fit for an emperor.
My emperor!
Ah, so it is you, the rich man who lives by the coast and has worked very hard in hosting this ceremony.
Thank you, my emperor. I humbly am very grateful
and thankful that through your dynasty, you have looked after all of us. Please, let me escort you into my home, where you will enjoy a sumptuous banquet.
It is my honor to grace your beautiful home. Please.
As evening went on, large portions of delicious food and wine were served. There was plenty of entertainment with songs, dances, and theater.
Emperor Taichung laughed, told stories of his battles, and enjoyed himself.
Soon, the evening turned to night, and night to day.
My emperor, would you like more wine?
Of course, of course. Your wine is wonderful, sweet, and tasty. I could drink it all day long. That sound?
Oh, it was nothing, my emperor. Please, please, have more wine. More wine. Drink up, drink up.
No, I have had enough. I heard something, a sound, coming from outside.
Emperor Taichung walked up to a window and pulled the curtains open.
What is this? I am on a ship in the middle of the sea? How can this be?
Quickly, the rich man pulled off his robes to reveal General Xie.
General? Have you been in disguise the whole time?
Yes, my emperor.
You have deceived me, your emperor!
Forgive me, my emperor. That was not my intention.
Then what was it?
My emperor, when you decided to call off the conquest, I could not let it go to waste. This was our only chance. That was why I disguised myself to get you across the sea to fight your opponents. Only then you can defeat them and strengthen your rule. Forgive me, my emperor.
General, you are right. Once again. We shall defeat our enemies and crush them!
And so Emperor Taichung crossed to the other side of the sea, defeated his opponents, and strengthened his rule over China.
As for General Xie, he continued to command Emperor Taichung's army for many years with strength, valor, and ingenuity.
We hope you enjoyed listening to our story about the great General Xie.
The story and voices are presented by Fiona Jeremiah and Victoria Chin. This production is presented by Act 3 International.
Thank you, Asian Civilizations Museum, for having us, and to UOL for your support. And of course, thank you to everyone at home for joining us.
Thank you and goodbye.